Here's some expert advice from Dr. Hank Rohn from Upstate's Golisano Center for Special Needs. What are the signs of autism, and what should a parent do if they believe their child may have autism spectrum disorder?
Autism spectrum disorder is a neurodevelopmental disorder that's typically diagnosed in early childhood, and it's characterized by deficits in communication and in social interaction, as well as the presence of repetitive behaviors and really a restricted range of activity interest. And so these children don't talk, they don't develop language kind of the same way that a child might normally do. They might repeat things over and over. They might not engage with back and forth conversations or looking at objects of interest with caregivers or things like that. Current evidence suggests that autism impacts about 1 in 44 young children, and there's been obviously increased awareness. So parents are now more aware of autism. They tend to look for it more of their children. And if a parent's concerned their child might have autism, what they need to do is ask their pediatrician or other healthcare provider for a referral to a specialist. Autism must be diagnosed by a professional with training and expertise in autism. There's no blood test or scan that can detect autism. Instead, doctors diagnose autism by really analyzing the child's history, their developmental profile, and monitoring their behavior over time. And this is done through a range of specialized assessment measures that require unique training. And those are the kind of assessments that we do at the Golisano Center for Special Needs.
You've been listening to Dr. Hank Rohn from Upstate's Golisano Center for Special Needs.